Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Don't let your well begun be only half done. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 through chapter 4, verse 1. Charles Spurgeon said, "The start is not everything, but it is a great deal. It has been said by the old proverb that well begun is half done, and it is certainly so in the things of God. See to it that you lay a good foundation. It is better to have no repentance than a repentance that needs to be repented of. It is better to have no faith than a false faith. It is better to make no profession of religion than to make an untruthful one. We should learn early on the difference between grace and merit, between the purpose of God and the will of man, between trust in God and confidence in the flesh. If we do not start aright, the further we go, the further we will be from our desired end, and the more thoroughly in the wrong we will find ourselves." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, the watchword for today, stand fast. Some people love wearing the label Christian, but they never surrender to the lordship of Jesus. This is scary because Jesus says that these are the people to whom he will have to say, "I never knew you," Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. In the biblical passage Spurgeon used as his text, we read some important words. First of all, we need to live as citizens of heaven, not as citizens of earth. That means we need to always follow God's laws, not the passing fads of culture. Second, the Apostle Paul calls Jesus both Savior and Lord. We don't get to choose one and ignore the other. We cannot say, "Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, but I'll take it from here." Finally, we need to not only stand firm, but as Paul also says in another letter, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. No assumptions, no coasting, no merely going through the motions of Christianity, but keeping a humble heart that responds to the correcting word from the Holy Spirit. Let's make sure that our walk with Jesus is never described as only half done, but instead, let's begin well, walk well, and rejoice to hear our Savior say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.